glad you found something that inspires you.
Inspires me?
It's like I'm falling in love with her.
That's wonderful.
I can't fall in love with a girl I write.
Why not?
Because she's not real.
I missed you in bed last night. Did you get some good writing done?
Calvin, are you mad at me?
Remember how Dad used to say I had an overactive imagination?
That's good.
Calvin, but there's no possible way that Ruby's in your house because she's not a real person.
Can you see her?
Calvin!
She's real.
Okay, here's the deal. There are two elements that instantly turn me off on a film. A pretentious story about a writer and a quirky, free-spirited pixie girl as love interest. Ruby Sparks has both of these, and that's probably why I didn't like the film. The story follows a young novelist who peaked with his first book that he wrote in his teens. Trying to work through personal problems, he invents a new character who miraculously comes to life and begins to live with him. However, like any relationship, problems arise, even for the perfect dream girl. Maybe it's because I never slagged through this angst-filled romance when I was in my 20s, or maybe I'm just tired of these overused storylines. The acting is fine and the spirit is there, I just found myself annoyed with the characters too much to really care about any of them. But wannabe writers who long to fall in love with the pixie dream girl will probably adore this one. Ruby Sparks gets 1.5 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.